the thing that strengthens me and kind of helps you the most is, I mean, I was at a conference at APA just a couple of years ago. A psychologist who was a former addict kind of walked up to me after I did a presentation, and he said, "That's the process I went through." He said, "I'm a psychologist now. I understand it now." He said, but what you just described was, I understand that because I lived it. I went through that process." So I think that the fact that there's some intuitive piece of this that seems that people get it and it seems intuitively understandable is really one part of it. The other is to keep doing the research, to keep saying, okay, I'm going to look, we're going to look in a variety of things, and to keep trying to understand that process better, because I'm still not there. I don't understand the whole process. We have a model, but I think some of it's really supported, but there's a whole lot of things. I don't know contemplation. You know, there's implicit cognition, there's explicit cognition, there's emotional kinds of stuff that goes into that. I don't pretend to understand all of that that goes into decision making. There's a whole decisional science that's out there that's trying to understand that. So we're only tapping one piece of this. And so the hope is that we'll keep understanding and keep looking further along.